practically tied the hands of his attorney by refusing to accept his suggestion that Max fight his defense on a plea of insanity. Sadie Stratford had come to the jail with some half-cooked idea to effect Max's escape. But Peter Clinton, Max's defense lawyer, insisted that above all, Max must think of the others whose whole future was to be affected by whatever Max did. This means the future for Mary Southern. But that is all over today, and the big trial is about to get underway. It's a regular carnival scene outside the jail, with the streets packed with townspeople and visitors. While within, well, let me take you right down front and see what is taking place as this most unusual trial gets underway.
Order in the court!
The prisoner will please stand. You may read the indictment.
Max Dilley, you are charged by the indictment of the grand jury as having willfully and feloniously and unlawfully, with malice aforethought and with the deliberate and premeditated design to effect the death of one Benjamin Carter by shooting him in the back with a pistol on the night of June 10th last within this state, all against the form of the statute in such cases made and provided, and against the people of this state and their dignity. How do you plead?
Well, I don't know what all that stuff means, but if you mean that I kill him on purpose...
Will the prisoner kindly refrain from commenting upon the indictment and answer it directly?
Oh, what's he want me to do, Judge?
Just say I plead not guilty.
Yeah, but what's he asked me all that stuff for if he wants me to say that?
This is no time for the prisoner to go into consultation with his counsel. Answer the indictment.
Yeah, but I've got to know what I'm doing.
Your Honor, I object to such unseemly proceedings in this trial. If the defense intends to start that kind of business so early in the trial, we'll never finish it.
I think I can handle this courtroom, thank you. Will the prisoner kindly answer the indictment without further delay?
Well, Your Honor, I apologize for the defendant. We plead not guilty.
Well, it's about time. The counselors may proceed to impanel the jury.
Arise and step forward as your names are called. Heinrich Block.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Step into the jury box.
Just a minute, Mr. Block. We want to ask you a few questions.
But, sir...
It's the customary procedure. Now, by the way, are you a citizen of this country?
Am I a citizen? Well, I should shout. I became citizen 2 years ago, after I come over by 5 years.
Then you understand your duties as a juror.
Oh, sure, sure.
Have you any scruples against capital punishment?
Or what's that?
I mean to say, do you object to a man paying the supreme penalty for a crime?
Well, that depends on what you mean.
I mean, do you object to sending a man to the electric chair?
Well, no.
Well, that's all. Has the defense any objections to this juror?
Just a question or two, if you please. Mr. Block, do you know the defendant, Max Tilley?
He never bought any meat for me.
I take that to mean you run a butcher shop, Mr. Block?
That's right. It's the very best meats in town.
I see. Have you any prejudice against Max Tilley?
Well, it's like this. He looks pretty good to me. I don't believe all them newspapers say about him.
That's enough. Your Honor, this man is acceptable to the defense. The
next Fenderman, John Woodruff. John Woodruff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Max.
Yeah.
I spoke to Judge Michael about letting you talk to Mary in his chambers.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. Come along.
Sure.
Judge Michael says it's all right, bailiff. Right this way.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Max, darling, how are you? Are they treating you all right?
Yeah.
I'll be back in a minute. I guess you two would like to be alone.
Yes. I'm real alone, Dad.
As alone as I want to be, Tut. Say, it's good to see you. Give your papa a kiss.
No.
Did you miss me?
What do you think?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. As my Tut's miss me, I'll say she no.
Oh, my.
Honest, Tut, I'm not laughing at this trial. It ain't nothing simple. I know that.
Max, does Mr. Clinton honestly think you have a chance? Tell me the truth.
Well, Judge, he says it's going to be a tight squeeze, but he says some funny things happen at trials that he's been in.
That's just what I'm afraid of, Doc.
Huh?
It's the funny things, the things we least expect, in fact, that may turn against you.
Well, I know, Judge, but... Listen, they can't be against me.
What do you mean, Max?
Well, what I mean is I'm about at rock bottom now, it seems to me, you know what I think?
That's what worries me.
Oh, now, listen, honey, don't be worried. And look, look. Look at that. Am I worried?
Oh, please, Max, please. Don't try to keep anything from me. I can take it now. I feel much better.
Now, that's swell. Swell. The best news that I want to hear.
But, Max, something's got to be done about you.
Now, Mary, listen. Let's not talk about me, huh? Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about you. Hmm? You and the twins. How are the twins? Huh?
Oh, they're so full of mischief and so cute. They go all around the house singing the crazy songs you taught them.
Yeah.
Oh, Max, when I think of the terrible predicament you're in and hear those little babies going about the house singing, I could just cry.
Oh, now listen, Tess. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, don't take it so hard. What's that old saying about confusion?
Confusion.
Yeah, well, okay, but it's confusion to me, see? Well, Danny's always spouting about it. Let's see, now, what is it? Oh, I know. Behind every cloud, there's a silver lining. I think those are the exact words. Ain't that it? I believe that's it, Mary. Huh? You know, I believe that, too.
Well, Confucius never said it, Max. Huh? I think it's modern.
Yeah?
Oh, but darling, I'm glad you believe it.
Sure.
At least, when you believe that, it doesn't make life seem so hard.
Hey, I'll say not, Toots. I'll say not. Yeah, it don't cost no more to laugh than it does to cry. That's always been my motto.
Anyway, I'd feel much better if this whole thing was over. And the house, oh, Max, you don't know how everything's been upset since all of this has happened. Oh,
gee, whiskers, I'll bet. How's Burberry get along, run the house without you, huh?
Oh, Burberry?
Yeah.
Well, that's another problem.
What do you mean?
I had to bail him out of jail.
Oh, Burberry? Almost got to jail there with me? Boy, that's funny.
Oh, well, if you only knew, Max.
Huh?
He punched a newspaper man in the eye when he found him crawling in the bedroom window to get one of our wedding pictures.
Oh, boy, is that funny. Burberry a fighter. Can you imagine that?
Well, you don't know what a time I had keeping that whole crowd of newspaper reporters waiting outside the house for news from beating Burberry up. And on top of that, the man who tried to steal the photograph had Burberry arrested for assault and battery.
Boy, is that funny. That guy tries to rob your place, and then he has your servant arrested for assault and battery. Say, a lot of funny things are happening since I got locked in the cooler. Why don't something like that happen when I'm out walking around?
Oh, huh? But it's not funny, Max.
No.
Another thing. I thought I shouldn't tell you these things. I don't want to worry you, but you seem to take them so lightly. I might as well tell you.
Listen, tell me everything, Toots. The worse they are, the lighter it makes this trial seem.
Well, I don't know, but a syndicate's been formed to promote the building of a new hotel.
What?
Yes.
Well, how'd you know?
They approached me. Came to the house and wanted to know what we'd take for our equity.
Say, I gotta get out of this jail. Did they say anything to Daddy Stratford?
Yes, they've approached Daddy, but Daddy pretended he didn't know anything about who owned the new hotel property.
Yeah.
I told Daddy not to worry you about it, and that's why he hasn't said anything.
Boy, how are things happening? Everything's breaking loose at once. Hey, how about the bottling works? Is anybody taking care of them while I'm cooped up?
Danny's doing all of that, Max.
Oh.
So that Daddy can have a free hand to help you with the trial.
Say, you know, since I've been locked up for murder, I ain't thought much about them other things that he was working on.
Oh, Max, you've got to get out. Oh, Max, there's so much insanity that needs to be done. I can't do it without you. You seem to have a way of getting things done like nobody else.
Yep. That's me, Mary. That's me. Eternal springtime. I'm full of sap.
Oh, Max.
Well, you two about through your talk?
Oh, yeah, Pete. Say, Mary says that I'm defeating myself.
Huh? Can you keep that?
I guess they'll about defeat me completely by the time I get out of here. Huh?
Well, we hope not, Max.
Mr. Clinton, tell me the truth. Does Max have a chance to get out of this horrible charge?
Well, truthfully, Mrs. Sanders, it's going to be a hard case to fight. We may as well face that fact here and now, but it won't be so hard to face later on.
Yeah.
It's going to be no easy matter, Max, to get you acquitted.
But let's hope for a disagreement of the jury, or perhaps even a complete exoneration. Let's hope so. But we must fortify ourselves right now. In the case of, well, any eventuality.
Then?
Now, Mary, now, wait.
Let's not speculate, Mrs. Sanders.
Sure.
Let's know that only the best results will come. Now, the jury's almost impaneled. Doesn't look like such a bad bunch of jurymen. In fact, I've seen much worse.
Yeah?
That isn't much encouragement, Mr. Clinton.
Oh, sure it is.
Mrs. Sanders, I'm an attorney who never raises false hopes. I try to keep an even-tempered, sensible attitude all the way. Ready for anything that may come, whether it be good or bad. Now, I think we can return to the courtroom. By the way, I've arranged for you to sit inside the railing, Mrs. Tilly. Right beside Mr. Tilly.
That's
right, this way. Come.
All right.
Order! Order in the courtroom! Where are the
bailiffs? The courtroom's so crowded!
Our duty is to keep order in this court, and do not forget that I expect that duty to be fulfilled. All right, order in the court! Order!
What an exciting send-off for the first day of this exciting trial. It certainly looks like we can expect many turbulent things to happen before this amazing trial of Max Tilly is finished. Tomorrow we shall really get into the trial, so don't miss the next episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.